So, because I'm actually going to need you to pray for me while I speak, for the simple reason, the only words in my sermon notes are my verses for where I was going today. So, not sure where this is going, so this is going to be a real-time sermon. A sermon done in real time, basically. What you hear is coming from me the first time. So, like I said, I have six verses. You probably have a clue what I'm going to be sharing because it's in your bulletins, expanding on our congregational theme for 2022. And it's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. My son, don't forget my teaching. Keep my commandments in your heart, for they will add to you many days, years of life and peace. Do not let grace and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you'll win favor and esteem in the sight of God and of people. Trust in Adonai with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will level your paths. Don't forget. Don't forget, don't ever forget. I remember those words coming from Jim Valvano in 1993 when he received an ESPY for lifetime achievement, perseverance, when he knew his time was coming to an end. He looks in the camera, he says, they're telling me to wrap up and I have all this cancer running through my body. And it's like, you think I'm going to stop? He was going to say what he was going to say. And if you get a chance, Google it. It's about an 11-minute speech on YouTube. Jim Valvano was his name. He was a college basketball coach. Don't forget my teachings. Don't forget, don't ever forget. Keep my commandments in your heart. I share this with you because they're going to be able to see it better online than you are here. And that's going to be the best I can do. But I don't know how many different areas I've covered over, we're now in our 12th year. First sermon that I actually posted online was God as Father. Moses' effectiveness in prayer and leadership. I mean, there's a whole host of things. Yaakov's dream. Mikvah. No person is an island. The origin of the synagogue. Gifts of the Spirit, part one and part two. Without Israel, the story is incomplete. Transformation, not conversion, to Messianic Judaism. The seven comforting messages of Isaiah, I did not once, but twice. The first time it's unrecorded, the second time it's actually recorded. That there was more to Hoshana Rabbah than met the eye. Leaders are born and not made. We started our recordings in August of 2017. First recordings were about the Aleph and the Tav. I was talking with Ron earlier, and I said, he was showing me the lyrics, and I said, you know, that Alpha and Omega, even though it's correct grammatically from the Greek, from the Hebrew, there's more meaning to it, which he elaborated on, and you changed it too. I look before me and I see a congregation of people that have come into the congregation at different times. You all didn't flock here at the same time. You trickled in, one here, one there. Some of you stayed. Many of you didn't. And the ones who didn't stay, I can't talk to you. You're not here. But I can talk to the ones who stayed. I've asked many questions over the years. Why did you stay? Why are you here? What brought you here? What keeps you here? All questions to provoke yourself. All questions to provoke your journey. All questions to strengthen your path that you are on. For they will add to you many days, years of life and peace. I can't tell you how many days have been added to your life. I don't know. There are some questions a rabbi cannot answer for people. And if you try getting me to pin me down, which many people do, Rabbi, what do you think? What does Scripture say? Is where I will typically lead you. Yet it's the end of verse 2. For they will add to you many days, years of life and peace. How much peace do you have more now than you did before? How many of you were struggling before and trying to understand something, yet you were seeing contradiction or conflict to the point where it's like, I don't know. What do I do? Jerry identifies my midlife crisis? No, you didn't call it my midlife crisis. What did you call it? My nervous breakdown. How many of you have had nervous breakdowns over Scripture? How many of you have tried to understand things, yet the peace wasn't there? The more you seek, the more you will find. Do not let grace and truth leave you. His grace, His truth. His grace in revealing Himself to you. I still can't answer this day why He reveals Himself to some and not others. It is a mystery to me. I cannot understand. Therefore, I do not have an answer. While some people interpret His word one way versus another, 40,000 denominations does not lie when you have such a diversity of understanding. And diversity in this sense isn't always good, because if there's one book in 40,000 understandings, do the math. But the question is, are they just little things or are they big things? We have discussions about keeping kosher, not keeping kosher. Is it a sin? Is it not? I've always shared with you that all sin separates, but there's most certainly a degree when it comes to certain aspects. And you know this by the punishment of the sin. How about this? Years ago, I was asked, because we were talking about Shabbat during Torah study, and a very sincere question and comment. So does this mean that those who do not keep Shabbat are going to go to hell? Good godly men. He brought up the name of Billy Graham to name one. I love when people try to pin me down, because my pivot point is, what does Scripture say? And that's a challenge, because in the end, I could not answer his question for him. I don't know a person's heart. Does anyone here? You may see things on the surface. You may see actions which come from the heart, but do you truly know the heart of the individual? Do not let grace and truth leave you. The truth is His word. The grace is His... At times I will say His long-suffering with us, His patience for us. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. In other words, don't leave it on the external, but write it on the inside. What is this alluding to? Verse 3, I believe, is alluding to the promise of the new covenant, where we will be able to. Torah alludes to this in three different places in Deuteronomy. And forgive me, I don't have the actual verses, but one of them is in chapter 30. There's so much that's said about the heart in relation to God and in relation to us that it's something we are to guard and protect. Yet sometimes it's something that we lead with. We lead with our heart. But if we lead with our heart enough and we get hurt enough, we tend not to lead with our heart anymore. But we have to be careful. Then it says, if you do these things, do not let grace and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and esteem in the sight of God and of people. So we're not doing this to please God by himself alone, but basically, and called by His name according to His purpose, He says that we can win favor with people. Not getting on their good side or their good list, but basically that God opens doors. Because you're going to see this in verse 6. That what are we here for? But to be His witnesses. We are to be His light. We are to be His witnesses. We are to be a testimony to others. Trust in Adonai with all your heart. Try to quantify that. What does that mean? All typically means all. But you also have your heart for your wife. You also have your heart for your family. You also have your heart for friends. I don't know if there's any room for anyone else after that. But you're to give God all your heart. In one of the songs, it alluded to Abraham and Isaac. Abraham gave all to God, because he was willing to give his son back to God. I don't know if we've ever been pressed with such a sacrifice ourselves. Personally, I don't know how he could have done it, to be honest with you. But he was willing to. Then here's a challenge for all of us. Do not rely on your own understanding. I've shared with you recently the power of God's word. It was December 11th, and I know you can't see it up there, where God's word confirms God's word, and God's actions confirm God's words, and God's word confirms God's actions. So what's He giving us? He's giving us an understanding that we're not to rely on our own understanding. Because God, in essence, gave us a means to understand His word through His word. He gave us a means to understand Yeshua through His word. He gave us a means to understand the promises of Messiah through His word. So do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Here's that word again, all. Sometimes we have trouble understanding what all is. In all your ways, all your heart. To me, that means every aspect of it. Yet do we truly know what it means to give all? Have we ever truly made the sacrifice for what all is? Yeshua gave all. He's our example. We're to be like him. But can we truly fathom what all is? In all your ways, acknowledge him. Then he will level your paths. Basically, these verses are a roadmap, not just for this year, but for every day we wake up. Don't forget my teachings. Keep my commandments in your heart when you wake up in the morning. I mean, we do the Shema when you wake up in the morning. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. For they will add to you many days. Keeping in mind, I believe it's possible that our lives can be shortened through decisions and choices we make. I think I shared this with you before. Years ago, when we were at Lockport Wesleyan and I had started doing Bible study and I was teaching Torah before I even knew what the Parsha truly was, we got to the commandments of honor your mother and father. And a gentleman in the class shared that it brought to mind a friend of his. Because the commandment reads, and I don't want to misquote this, so bear with me a minute here. Honor your mother and father so that you may live long in the land that Adonai your God is giving you today. Now, keeping in mind, this is amplified in Ephesians and in other areas. But he shared with me, I think he shared with the class as well. I remember a friend of mine growing up, don't remember how old he was at the time, but he said he treated his parents horribly, terribly, over and over. And then he said, one day he died. He was healthy, but he died. And that brought to mind this verse when we were talking about it, so that you may live long in the land. So I couldn't answer him then. I can't answer him now if he were here. Did his actions shorten his life? Possibly. Did they? I'm not God. I can't answer that question. There are a lot of questions I can't answer that are above my pay grade. I can shepherd, but I cannot tell you the why sometimes. Sometimes God just says something for the sake of saying it. No. He says something which is intentional for a purpose, but he does not give you a reason why. Yeshua gives us some insight on some things. On other things, he's silent, which a verse that I've quoted many times, I should know it by heart, but do not want to quote it without actually reading it. Deuteronomy 29:28. Things which are hidden belong to God. It's that simple. If he hasn't revealed something, if he hasn't expanded on something in his word, either in Torah, through the prophets, or Messiah himself, guess what? It still belongs to him. It doesn't belong to us. But he's given us enough to order our paths. He's given us enough that we are to write it on our hearts, that we are to keep it close to us. He writes it on our hearts, but we are to keep it close. But the things that have been revealed belong to us and our children forever, so that we can observe all the words of this Torah. Does that not go in line? My son, don't forget my teachings. Keep my commandments in your heart, for they will add to you many days, years of life and peace. So why am I rambling here, if that's what it sounds like? It's to make certain that everyone stays on his path or her path. If you're not on the path, how can he level the path for you? Because as was alluded to earlier about him being the pillar of cloud, and I mean, we're at the point in the parsha where Egypt is in the rearview mirror, if they had rearview mirrors back then, that their direction was to look forward, and their path was the path that was basically, it wasn't a nice little path where you could see the path sides and so on and so forth. The path was the pillar of light that went before them. Follow that. That's your path. A shepherd is only as good as his flock. A shepherd is only as good as he's willing to allow his shepherd to shepherd him. So keep these things in mind. That one, I'm just like all of you, yet with a little more responsibility. I believe, how do I say this? You don't want to be behind here. You don't want to teach. And if you do, you want to make sure. Not many of you should become teachers, my brother, since you know that we will be judged more severely. Jerry Jess, when she says, well, at the time of judgment, just get behind me, because God will be with me for a little while. And she would joke, it's like, well, because Jerry's my wife, and therefore I'm responsible for her. But keeping in mind, technically I'm responsible for all of you as well. You've put your trust in me to shepherd you. I believe I've shepherded you to the best of my ability. I don't believe I have been perfect, and I don't believe I ever will be, because perfection is a lie. There's no such thing as perfection when it comes to an individual. It is a false goal if you are seeking perfection. But if you are seeking righteousness, which is simply doing what is right, by whose standard? God reveals to us what's right and what's wrong. So we have a standard to follow. We have a standard to go by. The question is, the challenge is, everybody has a different interpretation of that standard. Oh, well, that was done away with. Oh, this applies today. Oh, well, that's not relevant today. Does God's word change? The culture changes. Society changes. Things which were not even conceived at the time Scripture was written exist today. So how do we relate those things to today? Last week I shared with you what is sin. And ultimately I shared with you that sin is actionable. And I shared with you if we were going to be judged for all of our thoughts, that which we can control, that which we cannot control, the kingdom would be barren. It would be empty. But we have to be careful not to allow them to take us captive either. Then you will win favor and esteem in the sight of your God and of people. It's not easy to live by the word of God when you don't fully understand the word of God. Yet that is our challenge. What applies to whom? How do we do this today? Where do we go from here? Rightly dividing the word is what I say. For the simple reason that it's true with rabbis, it's true with pastors. You ask a few different people, a few different rabbis or pastors, the same question, you'll get a different answer. You call the IRS up and you talk to a different agent three different times, you might get three different answers. How does that help you? All I can say is, well, this is what Scripture says and how I understand it. Here's the verse. Here's the confirmation. Here's some follow-up. Here are some examples, two or three witnesses. God's word affirms God's word. So it's one of those self-contained things that you do not need to add anything additional. That his word should be sufficient in all things, in all aspects of our life. Trust in Adonai with all your heart. I've used this analogy, and this is from John chapter 14. Don't let yourselves be disturbed. Trust in God and trust in me. Trust in God, trust in me, Yeshua. Don't let yourselves be disturbed. Don't let yourselves be troubled. Don't let yourself have a sleepless night because you're not certain. Trust in God, trust also in me. Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He just brought God and himself closer, if not side by side. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Goes back to Exodus. God speaking to Moses, who shall I say to Pharaoh that is sending me? A yea, a share, a yea. A yea, I am. I don't know how it would have looked at the time that Yeshua was saying this, but keeping in mind, he didn't say it in the Greek, he said it in the Hebrew or the Aramaic. A yea. What Jewish person doesn't know a yea? I am. What would their response been? Thomas was the one that was having the most trouble here. Going back a couple verses. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? He orders our path. He levels our path for us. So what's Yeshua doing here? He's showing Thomas the path. Yea, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Because you have known me, you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him. In fact, you have seen him. He's peeling the onion, so to speak. Then Philip chimes in, Lord, show us the Father, and it will be enough for us. Thomas, now Philip. There's a doubting Thomas. I don't know what the term is for Philip. And Yeshua's reply in verse 9. Yeshua replied to him, Have I been with you so long without you knowing me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am united with the Father and the Father united with me? What I am telling you, I am not saying on my own initiative. The Father living in me is doing his works. Go from here to here to here. We are united. We are one. When something is united and it's one, you cannot separate it. You can try to dissect it. Try dissecting a sheet of paper. It's one. Trust me that I am united with the Father and the Father united with me. But if you can't, then trust because of the works themselves. Trust because of what you've seen with your eyes. The things that have never been done before and were signs of Messiah. I can say one thing for 100% certain. And it is a fact. None of you were there to see this. None of you were there to see anything that occurred. Yet what do you have? You have an account. You have someone's word written on parchment, written on paper. Trust in Adonai with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. How many times have you heard someone try to explain a scripture away? Don't rely on your understanding. Don't rely on their understanding. Thomas and Philip had a bit of a trust issue. Yet what was missing that might have fortified their trust? Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit. They hadn't received it yet. This was before Yeshua was resurrected. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will level your paths. What's your path been like since you've been on this path? You might have had some bumps along the way. That's okay. Not all paths are smooth. But it's the one who's guiding us on the path, so long as we remain on the path, that will keep us on the path, if that makes sense. So these verses for this year, like I talked about earlier with the calendar, are not meant to stay with this year. It's a theme for this year. But it's also something that I believe we can fully embrace on a daily basis. Don't forget. Keep. Don't let grace and truth bind, right. Trust. Do not rely in all your ways. Those are all actionable words, things that we can do, things that we may have trouble doing, but things that we can do regardless. When there's doubt, when there's a question, ask. Ask who? Ask someone you trust. But I want you to keep these things in mind, that this is a blueprint for every day of our life. Don't forget my teaching. Keep my commandments in your heart, for they will add to you many days, years of life, and peace. Do not let grace and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and esteem in the sight of God and of people. Trust in Adonai with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. In all your paths, acknowledge him. Then he will level your paths. Shepherd guides. the shepherd also level your path too. Yeshua has that ability to do so. So I would say these are my musings, because like I said, I didn't have anything truly prepared. I don't know if it made sense. I don't know if it was just the ramblings of a mad rabbi. It was a teaching. But I want you to know that, as I've shared here, there is a whole lot of information that you have that is 12 years in the making. And I believe there will be more. As long as I'm breathing, there should be more. As long as God speaks to me, there should be more. The point that I'm getting at is we've covered so much in 12 years, yet it just doesn't go into the ether. You speak it and the words are gone. It's been spoken, it's been recorded, it's been written. I even have a sermon, Where Do We Go From Here? I've been so focused for nearly 4 months on Torah that the thoughts and ideas for each sermon basically wrote themselves. They were effortless, for I firmly believe the Ruach HaKodesh was guiding me to a point where we culminated with Simcha Torah, rejoicing in Torah. With such intended focus, I had not considered what was next. In other words, where do we go from here? What's next for the congregation as it pertains to direction and our focus? What's next for you and the congregation as it pertains to our direction and our focus? First thing to remember is that our focus has not changed, that being our vision, singular, yet complex in its presentation, which states, and then it's all in there. I mean, it's 7 pages worth of notes, basically. But the point that I'm getting at is hopefully there's more clarity now, if there hasn't been. Like I said, one of the things that I was concerned about in the beginning, year one, end of year one into year two, am I going to run out of things to share and talk about? Yeah, there are times when I've repeated things, but a group of people hear them. But then it's like, oh, maybe this new group of people, because the congregation, how do I put this? The congregation has not been stagnant in terms of having the same people every week. Then sometimes the impression is everybody needs to hear it again. So sometimes repeats aren't a bad thing. Yes, ma'am. Pardon me? Hold on. Try down.
Is it on? There we go. It's actually a confirmation for both what Jerry said today and what Rabbi was just reading. In Proverbs 3, in all your ways acknowledge him. And Jerry asked us to look at and to really review our own hearts. And as Rabbi was teaching, phrase, in all your ways acknowledge him. And so I'm going to just reiterate what Jerry said to us today. This week, let's take time to review all our ways. And are our ways acknowledging the Lord? Are we in every aspect of our life acknowledging him? And that, I mean, we have ways, I mean, the way we go through our day, the way we get up, the way we that's us, that's our personalities and the way he made us, for sure. But are our ways acknowledging him? And then that very next verse is, don't be conceited about your own wisdom, but fear Adonai and turn from evil. So I'm just going to leave that there and let it set.
Thank you. I could have included that verse as well in our in the thing, but I just didn't. Lane.
I would like to raise
Hold on.
Thank you, thank you. I'm trying not to weep, because this is good news, or a good statement. I have been wondering why it's taking so long for Barry to come into the kingdom. And I am seeing that we are preparing. Rabbi came the same time we came, but we together are preparing a place for your Jewish people. The synergism of Jew and Gentile is what's coming in now. There was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Azusa Street, but we're praying for a synergism of strategy and plan, because we are standing on the side of the before the Red Sea has opened in that sense. And when Ron and Julie sang that song, they are standing on the side of the Red Sea before it opens and giving praise. So I am going to say that I give gigantic praise that this is a community that is going to be the place where Barry will finally land, find the peace of God and the salvation of Yeshua. Amen.
So basically what Lane is emphasizing is that there's still much work to be done. The path, we have not come to the end of the path. The path still has more path on it. Yeshua hasn't returned yet, so the path continues. Our vision, his vision of the congregation, for the congregation, is a manifestation of God's present-day regeneration and restoring work in the house of Israel. Kehillah Portland is a faith community where Jewish people can embrace their Jewish identity and heritage as believers in King Messiah Yeshua. Kehillah Portland encourages non-Jewish believers in Messiah who desire to embrace the Jewish heritage of their faith and come alongside Jewish believers to serve and express their faith in worshiping the God of Israel. That's who we are. Needless to say, we're not complete yet. Not every seat here is filled. And even when every seat here is filled, there's another place. There's a community that we've been trying to reach for 11, 12 years. And we've had our challenges over those years. But rather than looking at the community as a whole, look at it as one individual at a time. Barry could be the first domino. What happens if that's the case? Because in John 14, it says that Yeshua is going off to prepare a place for us. Could it be that these years we've been preparing a place and we continue to prepare a place? It only takes one for there to be a flood. I can't say what it looks like. I know I have a vision of what it looks like. But there's a whole lot of trust that is required, not on your part, not on my part, but on the part of someone like Barry, someone in the Jewish community who knows our reputation, who knows what they've been told about us, who know what they've been told to believe about Yeshua. Do not rely on your own understanding. If that's not a stumbling block, I don't know what is. Because how many of us have to reconcile something first before we can even truly contemplate it? Guilty as charged. I have to understand it, and there's things that no matter how you try to reconcile them, you'll never understand them sufficiently. Some things in the logic of human minds just doesn't make sense. Yet it's not the logic of the human mind, but it's the creator of the human mind that we should be paying attention to. He's the one who formed us. He's the one who breathed into us. He's the one who revealed to us his ways. Sure, the adversary likes to confuse things, likes to stir things up, likes to see what sort of chaos he can create. But we, in essence, have to find our home position. Anybody take typing? How many times did you have to calculate your home position before you started typing? A printer has a home position. If you remember a dot matrix printer, always had a home position. We have to find our home position and go from there. I believe this is our home position. Trust in Adonai with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and then he will level your paths. That's home for us. This is home here. Joanne, come on.
I just wanted to say there was, really, I don't know why I've never done it since, but one time I was in kind of a desperate spot, and I asked the Lord for a verse. And it was in the middle of the night, and this was the verse he gave me, was trust the Lord with all your heart. And the day following was fabulous. And so I got up the next morning, and I decided, I will trust the Lord with all my heart. And I didn't eat, I just got dressed, and I went to work, trusting the Lord with all my heart. And it was one of my best days. And I just wanted to share that. I was so pleased when you said that. That verse means a lot to me. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. So not only did you get some of my words, you got some words from others as well. Because, like I said, I do not lie in this aspect. This is what I normally have. There's nothing there. I'll pull my sleeves off if you need me to. Had nothing up my sleeves either. So I don't know what everyone took from today. But I hope everybody took something. This is probably a sermon that was the lightest on scripture for me ever. Usually I have reams of scripture that I'm using to support things and so on. No, not today. Today was different. Because Joanne said something about just that day. It's like it's only one day at a time. Yeshua says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough troubles for itself. What I say about Shabbat, it's like, well, leave your troubles at the door. You can pick them up when you leave because they'll be there waiting for you. These verses sound so simple. Yet in some ways, we make them complicated. Don't forget, the Holy Spirit is required for us not to forget. Keep my commandments in your heart. Where did I put those? Oh, yeah. Do not let grace and truth leave you. The world can be so consuming that sometimes we lose sight of who we are in Messiah. Trust in Adonai with all your heart. Sometimes something may be going through our lives that it's like, how can I trust? It's like, what's going on here? It's like, world shaken, whatever it might be. This is what the world sees. Well, how can you trust in God when this is happening and this is happening? And this is, I mean, basically they're trying to establish a reason not to trust. Yet we ultimately know our God is greater, regardless of what's going on around us. Whatever's going on in the world, whatever's going on in someone's life, it's easier said than done for most. Biggest part, getting out of our own ways. Do not rely on your own understanding. And then how do we acknowledge him? Simple thank yous, simple giving him thanks, simple continuing to do what he says to do. Acknowledgement is confirmation. If we acknowledge him by confirming what we do, then we're acknowledging him anyways. Then he ultimately says here, you're not alone. Then he will level your paths. Anybody familiar with footsteps in the sand? Two pairs of footsteps turn into one pair. And the musing is, and I'm paraphrasing, God, you were with me, then you left me. Where did you go? And the transition to the one pair of footsteps, the caption reads, I carried you. So it's a challenge when people see something. And when two people see something, they don't always see the same thing. Yet know that God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It may seem like he's silent. It may seem like he's nowhere to be found. But maybe he wants us to pursue him more, seek him more. So with that, if everybody will please rise.